Sr. Paul Schmidt, presidente da Hungria.
Mr. President of Hungary. Mrs. Kathalin Bogyai.
Secretária-geral da UNESCO.
Secretary-General of UNESCO.
Queria, em nome dele, saudar todos os
I would like to greet all of you present here. And also, I would like to greet greet Mr. József Pálinkás, who is the President of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, and also Her Royal Highness, and all the ministries, and distinguished guests present here who are here participating in this event. Royal Highnesses, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor for me to participate in this fifth meeting of the World Science Forum, one of the most important scientific events in the world. I appreciate the invitation of the President of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, József Pálinkás, and also I wish to thank the UNESCO and the International Council for Science for the distinction and the opportunity to meet with the representatives here in this Parliament building with the vanguard of the world science. Brazil will be a major events in the forthcoming 3 years, including the UN Conference on Sustainable Development, the Rio Plus 20 in June of next year, and also the World Science Forum, which is going to take place in 2013. The Brazilian government received with great enthusiasm the choice of Brazil to host the sixth session of the World Science Forum in Rio de Janeiro. We are proud to be able to host this important event, which for the first time will take place in a country which is not other than Hungary. All of the participants will be looked after. Brazil is aware of the enormous responsibility that falls on its society and also on its government in order to live up to the work of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, the UNESCO, and also the ICSU in organizing the World Science Forum. We assume this task imbued with the duty to contribute to the debate about the future of science in the world from a perspective that emphasizes the role of science to face serious problems of universal significance that promotes broad access to scientific knowledge and internationalization of science for development, that highlights the importance of basic research as a vital foundation to an innovative society, and that strengthens the role of science as a crucial tool to reduce the prevailing asymmetries in the appropriation of the benefits of technical progress, and also to build a new pattern of an environmentally sustainable development, and which is socially more equitative in all the countries of the world. In this respect, we propose, therefore, that the topic for the World Science Forum in 2013 be Science for a Global Development. In proposing this topic, Brazil advocates for the establishment of a pact between nations in order to overcome the exclusionary and unequal access to the benefits of scientific and technological progress. This theme or subject reflects the role that science and technology are bound to play in creating a more just, peaceful, fraternal, equitable, and economically and technologically more developed world on the basis of sustainability and also for the benefit of all mankind. Looking at it from a different angle, problems that were solved only by some societies but not by many, such as For example, the access to health in the terms of both prevention and treatment, access to the universal education of higher quality standards, the sustainable and responsible consumption, food safety, the sustainable and balanced management of natural resources, and easier access to resources of energy, especially the clean and the renewable ones, natural disasters prevention and their mitigation. So they do not affect only the communities and countries which are most deprived of primary goods, but equally the whole planet. The impact of hunger and the drought, for example, reaches far beyond the regional boundaries where these scourges occur. Development thus represents, besides an economic and social imperative, an ethical obligation of humankind and of the community of peoples and nations alike. By bringing these issues to the global debate on the role of science for global development, Brazil advocates for the establishment of a pact among the nations to emphasize the tasks that are required from the practice of science in order to overcome current trends, reinforcing historical records of differentiated and restricted access to the results of progress. Brazil acknowledges that in science, technology, and innovation is the key to sustainable development together with social parity, and invites for a reflection on the fundamental role of science in solving ethical dilemmas associated to development, in upholding scientific practices that benefit mankind, and in the very formulation of environmentally sustainable and globally equitable development paradigm. In order to meet the challenges of organizing the forum in 2013, Brazil has the clear perception that the issues and positions of the principle to be supported in this context of the forum may count on a broad support and consent of the international scientific community. To this effect, we shall carry out various national and sub-regional preparatory consultations aimed at defining the Brazilian contribution to the debate and the new role of science and knowledge for global development. We intend as well to carry out consultations and regional meetings with our neighbors in Latin America and the Caribbean. And later on, always with the support and participation of UNESCO, we want to extend this consultative process to several other countries like the BRICS countries, the representatives of the continents with different socioeconomic realities and heterogeneous scientific and technological capabilities. The holding of the fourth National Conference on Science, Technology, and Innovation back in 2010 in the city of Brasilia, which was attended by thousands of researchers from Brazil and the world, is an example of Brazil's galvanizing capacity and of a permanent concern about the legitimacy of the whole summoning process. In order to prepare for the forum in Brazil, the ministry for which I'm responsible is leading a great national movement with various agencies of the Brazilian science and technology system in partnership with the Brazilian Academy of Sciences, the Brazilian Society for the Advancement of Science, the National Council of State Secretaries for Science, Technology, and Innovation, the National Council of State Research Support Foundations, and the National Association of Directors of Federal Institutions of Higher Education. So Brazil has been conducting a close dialogue with these national agencies, and we also have carried out different meetings together with the Latin American countries and the Caribbean. And back in 2009, there was a booklet issued by the title Regional Declaration of Latin America and the Caribbean, which summarized the main lines of a regional vision, which will be taken into account also at the meeting of 2013. Next month, the third meeting of the Latin American and Caribbean Forum for Science, Technology, and Innovation will take place, the forum which is also sponsored by UNESCO, have made possible to bring into closer contact the Latin American and Caribbean scientific communities, promoting the identification of common problems and solution of issues such as climate change, natural disasters, the sustainable exploitation of natural resources, scientific communication, health, and education. In this sense, let me express our appreciation for the role played and the importance of UNESCO as a promoter of access to knowledge and the scientific and technical development at a global scale. There is hardly another entity to be found which, with such vocation and coordination capacities capable of bringing together different areas of knowledge, countries, projects in favor of strengthening science for economic and social development. So I invite governments and all the academies of sciences of the countries here represented to reaffirm the support for multilateralism for science and also to UNESCO as a UN agency capable of forging a new world pact for science and for the well-being of peoples and the human mankind. On this occasion, we would like to strongly commend the acceptance of Palestine as a member state, a fact that will contribute to the construction of a culture of peace with tolerance. Mr. President, Brazil ranks science, technology, and innovation as a structural axis of its development and assigns an essential role to science, technology, and innovation for achieving sustainable development within together with social equity. The country has invested an increasing volume of funds in research and development in recent years, amounting for 1.2% of its GDP. At the same time, Brazil's scientific production has advanced enormously, both in volume and quality. Brazil has recorded an increase in the level of scientific and technological development in recent years due to a consistent policy of support for science and technology. There was a significant increase of the annual training of doctors in various fields of knowledge, as well as the impact of scientific publication, and a large number of new university campuses were created, nearly doubling in 8 years the percentage of young people between 18 and 24. Their involvement in higher education, the new research networks with the National Institutes of Science and Technology covering a wide range of topics, including basic science and technological applications, which are contributing to strengthening the national science and technology and also the international presence of the country in the world. I think it is the role of the ministry I lead to boost the new Brazilian economy, supporting industries of the future, preparing Brazil for the national and the information economy, and assisting in the transition to a green economy. And we have launched a new program because we want to help the young talent to be able to do research. So this is means that we want to, the program aims to invest in training the people so that they can market their knowledge. We want to bring back young people from abroad to the country. So our interest is to we want to invite international researchers to work in our country. This program is also intended to attract researchers from abroad who wish to settle in Brazil and create opportunity for researchers from companies to receive specialized training abroad. So we are expanding and strengthening the infrastructure for research and development in order to increase the participation of Brazilian scientific bases in international networks of R&D. For Brazil, innovation is an assumed priority. We are creating the Brazilian agricultural research and industrial innovation institute in order to expand the capacity of innovation of the industrial sector and to drive increased business participation in R&D is a priority in the priority sectors. We have significantly increased the credit resources of our public banks like the National Economic and Social Development Bank, and also the financer of other projects. We are consolidating the scientific and technological base in order to transition to a green economy, fostering innovation in renewable energy, biotechnology, biodiversity, and climate change in a country whose energy is mostly clean and has the great historical responsibility to preserve the Amazonian rainforest, the most important forest cover of the planet. We create, Mr. President, Brazil has lived in recent years, especially from 2004, a process of turning in the pattern of development, an important part of overcoming historical constraints of the process of economic growth, opened up a process that is establishing itself as a new cycle of development based on growth with income redistribution and the incorporation of a large contingent of the masses into the consumer market, always taking into account the key aspects of sustainability. The policy implemented by Lula government and which was consolidated by the current administration of President Dilma Rousseff meant to redirect the Brazilian economy to a new pattern of development based on construction of macroeconomic stability, the preservation of relevant instruments of the state's capacity for intervention and economic regulation. So this means that we want a new pattern for governmental practice, and we want to keep up the role of the government in order to strengthen the possibilities, and we want to reduce poverty, which is in the first place in our agenda, and also we want to increase social mobility. The current scenario is characterized by a profound threat of recession in both the most developed countries, but also in the international financial system. So there are difficulties to solve these fiscal imbalances created by the financial crisis in various European countries, the rise of protectionistic measures in international trade, the slow progress in consistent proposals of solutions aiming at the restructuring of the international monetary system, the regulation of the financial flows are phenomena at a global scale. The mechanism for a global governance in its current format will not keep capable of pushing the changes demanded by the current crisis. So it is essential to advance with the construction of a new pattern of governance to allow the wide participation of all democratic nations and to restrain and refrain individual and particular interests being imposed upon the international community. The future society is a society of knowledge. Without progress in capacity building and skills in strategic areas of scientific and technical knowledge, without advancing in structuring an economic base supported by a dynamic process of innovation, it will be very difficult for Brazil, but also for other emerging economies, to achieve the dream of having a prosperous, just, and sovereign society which is able to interfere on a global scale in the direction and management of the world's development. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to reiterate the honor of participating in this session and to represent the host country of the next session of the World Science Forum, hoping to meet you all there in Rio de Janeiro in 2013. I invite you to join forces with a view to formulating a new paradigm of sustainable and equitable development. Brazil seeks to discuss and address the challenges that are imposed on mankind in our times and reaffirm the principle of mobilizing the scientific community for that task. Thank you very much.